Carmel Church has a long history of supporting parachurch ministries. Those are typically local ministries that focus on a particular issue or circumstance that may be beyond the scope or experience of our congregation. These are ministries like the Charlotte Rescue Mission, Proverbs 31 Ministries, or Love Incorporated. But of particular importance is our ability to minister to people whose lives have been devastated by the diagnosis of cancer. One such person is Carmel Presbyterian Church's former associate pastor, Steve Cobb, who was diagnosed with brain cancer in 1990. Through this diagnosis and his extensive surgeries and treatments, God has focused Steve's passion to minister to those who are going through the spiritual and life-changing challenge of a cancer diagnosis. He's created a nonprofit ministry called Cord of Three Strands, also referred to as C3S. And Steve Cobb is in the studio with me today. Steve, tell us about Cord of Three Strands.
Well, Cord of Three Strands came about because I have a long history of brain cancer. Back on November 10th of 1990, I was diagnosed with brain cancer after having a grand mal seizure. I was told at that time that I had 6 to 12 months left to live and was even told to get my affairs in order. Well, I'm still here 28 years later. I've pastored 4 churches, and at this point in my life, I'm doing what I'm very passionate about. And what I've come to find out is unique, not only in the United States, but as far as we can tell, in the entire world. We come alongside people who have been diagnosed with terminal cancer. The prognoses of people I'm working with right now are anywhere from 3 months to 3 to 5 years. We come alongside those folks and offer them hope and encouragement, both through my story and just by being there, being a presence. The thing that makes us so unique is that we work with people one-on-one, and we do that for as long as they want. We've had people come to us who have just been diagnosed and people who have come to us who have been diagnosed the year before. We stay with them as long as they want us to stay with them. At this point, it's been right up until the time that they go to be with the Lord.
Steve, this sounds like an exceedingly needed ministry. Tell us a bit more about the nuts and bolts of C3S. Like, how many people do you actually work with in a given month?
Any given month, we usually work with 30 to 40 people. We have a total of 138 people that we work with. And if you take what is the statistic that is typically given, that the average person has 19 people who are either family members or very close friends, in other words, people whose own lives will be impacted greatly by the death of someone, we actually work with 2,000 or perhaps even 3,000 people.
That's a huge number and quite an impact you're making for the cause of Christ. So, Steve, how is Cord of Three Strands funded?
We have a wonderful board, and one of the decisions that the board has made that I absolutely agree with is that we will never accept a dime from anyone that we work with. So we rely completely on donations and gifts to carry out this ministry.
What an impressive ministry. I know that God is working in a powerful way through you and Cord of Three Strands. Steve, thank you for being here today. And if anyone in the listening audience would like more information about Cord of Three Strands, you can visit the website c3s.live. That's the letter C, the number 3, and the letter S, dot live. c3s.live. Steve, thanks again for being with us today.
Thank you, Mark, for having me.